An Ocean of Consolation by James Smith from Gleams of Grace, 1860. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. There is great consolation in Christ's unvarying love. The love of Jesus is always the same. It never ebbs, but flows on in one continuous stream. His love is as ancient as eternity, as strong as omnipotence, and as unchangeable as his nature. Creature love may fail, and creatures who love us today may hate us tomorrow. But as Jesus ever lives, so Jesus ever loves. In his covenant engagements, perfect sin-atoning work, tender sympathy, constant care, prevalent intercession, precious word, and unvarying love, there is an ocean of consolation. Jesus is our substitute, restoring that which sin took away, our surety, paying all the debts we would contract, our shepherd, taking charge of our persons to nourish them, to preserve them, and to set them before his Father's face forever. His obedience is our righteousness, his blood is our ransom price, his death is our life. There is consolation in Christ's tender and constant care, which extends to all our circumstances, to all that concerns us, even to the very hairs of our heads. He cares for our needs to supply them, our holy desires to grant them, our eternal salvation to secure it. There is always consolation in Christ. Whatever may be our outward circumstances, and they may be very trying, in poverty and pain, under losses and crosses, however tempted or tried, there is still consolation in Christ. Creatures may prove crosses. Ordinances may be like wells without water. Providence may frown. The meal barrel may be empty, and the brook may dry up. But there is still consolation in Christ. Though harassed with doubts, tormented with fears, tortured with temptations, shrouded in darkness, and drinking the wine of astonishment, there is still consolation in Christ. All within may be discouraging, disheartening, and depressing. Our evidences may be lost, our fears may be great, our convictions may be painful, and our terrors may be dreadful. But there is still consolation in Christ. Our immediate prospects may be dark, all going out and nothing coming in, all losses and no gains. Disease may be working in our body, old age may be creeping upon us, our business may be failing, claims upon us may be increasing, our families may be increasingly trying. But there is still consolation in Christ. Yes, though the crops fail, though provisions give out, though resources are cut off and poverty stares us in the face, let things be as bad as they may and threaten to be ever so much worse, there is still consolation in Christ. Yes, when all without us is dark and all within us is dreary, when friends are removed and enemies increase, when, with Jacob, we are ready to look around and before us and say, all these things are against me, there is still consolation in Christ. As there is always consolation in Christ, we should learn to know and love Christ, to know and love him well, to know and love him experimentally, to know and love him in his person, offices, and work, to know and love him in his relations, characters, and love, to know and love him as our unchanging source of supply, comfort, and peace. We should trust Christ at all times and in all circumstances. However our experiences may vary, he is ever the same. His word is like the great mountains. His heart is an ocean of love. His faithfulness reaches to the very heavens. He is our strength, and we must look to him to strengthen us. He is our wisdom, and we must look to him to counsel us. He is our righteousness, and we must look to him to justify us. He is all in all to us, and therefore we must look to him for all. Go to him with all, and expect him to bring us through all.